The following program is a paid commercial announcement. The sponsor is responsible for its content, which Talk Radio 790 KBC does not necessarily endorse or support. It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervie. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan Gervie & Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervie and Carrie Kasem.
Good afternoon to everyone out there. This is Alan Gervie, and this is Gervie's Law. I am the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervie & Wynn, and today, as usual, I'm here to be the managing partner of your life. We have a huge show for you today. There are so many interesting and exciting things that are going on today, and we're going to talk about a lot of them. In fact, later on, we're going to talk about workers' compensation, which is my specialty. We are going to talk about a dancing hamster and other issues in workers' compensation. So if you want to call us and talk about your experiences with workers' compensation, please call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. If you want to talk workers' compensation, you are talking to the expert, and I don't usually talk about workers' compensation on this show, so you have a chance to ask me anything or tell me your story. You may have noticed that I'm here solo today, as Carrie Kasem is unfortunately not with me. As most of you probably know, she is with her ailing father, Casey Kasem, in Washington State, and things have not been going well for Casey, unfortunately. And Carrie, her brother, and her sister are by his bedside as he tries to recover from some debilitating bed sores and muscle contractures. For those of you who don't really know Carrie, you have to realize that she would be here if she could, but her father is the most important thing right now in her life, and she is desperately hanging on to his well-being and health and trying her darndest to get him back to a place where he can be out of the woods, and right now he isn't. Carrie has said in the media that he was taken on a wild ride through Las Vegas, Arizona, and then into Washington by wife Jean. And she even mentioned that he did not have the proper pain medications. And in fact, he probably didn't have any pain medications. And he was getting insured through a feeding tube, which doesn't sound right to me. Carrie basically has said that her father was tortured over the last 2.5 weeks after he was unceremoniously taken from his facility in Santa Monica. And now we can only hope that he can make the recovery, because it is very, very sad when families are ripped apart because of egos and personalities, and they don't focus on what is really important, and that is the health of the loved one. And I know for a fact, I spoke to Carrie earlier, and she is totally, totally focused on her father and her love for her father. Notwithstanding, there will be another court appearance, I believe tomorrow on Monday, in Los Angeles, about the conservatorship, which she has been granted, and she has been permitted by the Washington State judge to control the medical treatment of her father. So we are wishing you well, Carrie. We are wishing Casey well. I hope all of the prayers and the good thoughts from our listeners are sent directly to the hospital bed where your father is, and we are very, very supportive and hoping for the best. What else do we have going on today? Well, we've got the Belmont Stakes. Belmont Stakes, of course, is the third leg of the Triple Crown, and I have been correct in my prediction for each of the first two legs, and today, I'm sure you're all waiting for me to predict that California Chrome will win, but I'm not going to do that. I am going to buck the trend, and I'm going to say, yes, we will not have another Triple Crown winner, last one being, I believe, affirmed in the 70s, and I am going with Tonalist. And you say, who is Tonalist? Well, that's a horse that actually hasn't raced in the Kentucky Derby or the Preakness, but will be racing in the Belmont Stakes today. And I am going against California. I'm going against California, and I'm going to go with a horse that is not California Chrome. I just think the length of Belmont and the freshness of Tonalist will cause a real upset. A real upset, and California Chrome will not win. I'll probably be wrong, but hey, whatever. It's really hot in the studio here. Dino, I'm getting some cramps. I don't know if I could have someone help me. Maybe someone can help me get out of this chair because it's so hot in the studio. Boy, I don't know if I can continue with this. All right, sorry, that was just my LeBron James little dig. So we've got the Stanley Cup going on. Of course, the LA Kings in the Stanley Cup. And if you're listening to LA radio, you would expect that I would talk about the Stanley Cup and bring on big, huge supporters of the LA Kings to talk about the Cup. The Kings are up 1-0. And at 4 o'clock today, just after the Belmont Stakes, Puckett will be dropped for game two right here in Los Angeles. So of course, I'm having with me, because this is a legal show, a lawyer to talk about the Stanley Cup. And this isn't just any lawyer. This is, of course, the scout for the New York Rangers. The New York Rangers, the team playing the LA Kings, and we have him right here. Tommy Thompson is joining us, and he is about to be inducted into the Manitoba Baseball Hall of Fame. He is scout for the New York Rangers, and we want to get Tommy's insight on the Stanley Cup against the LA Kings. Tommy, how are you doing?
Well, pretty well, Al. It's another big game tonight. It was a really good game in game one. Both teams had chances to win, and when you get into overtime, anything can happen. But our team is good. We're resilient. We're quick, obviously. We're hard to score against, and you've got a world-class goalie, much like LA. And I think
you're saying our team. I thought you were talking about the Kings. You got to remember, you're in LA here. You're an enemy.
I'm probably we're public enemies number one collectively right now.
That's
but
true.
It's,
although Tommy, your son Paul does live in LA, doesn't he?
Absolutely, and he's an event night manager at the Staples Center. So his and also an ardent Kings fan and an ardent Ranger fan. So I told him, Paul, that life isn't always like this. The two teams out of 30 that you want to get into the finals both made it this year.
That's right. So, are there any players on the Rangers specifically that you are proud of, that you've had a role in their rise to be playing in the NHL Stanley Cup?
Not really. I mean, since I've been there, the people added are the Ryan McDonough, Derek Steppen type people. They're all good players. But these are collective decisions from the staff. And Glenn Sather has to make the ultimate call on these guys.
Now, so, I was going to say, Tommy, are you a Rangers fan working for the team?
You live and die with them. You could ask my wife and our family dogs. My wife says the dog is terrified because of some of my vocal outbursts when I'm watching some of the games at home. So she's glad I'm heading to New York this week so I can see the rest of the series there.
Yeah, so that's job security for you, I would say.
Well, I don't know. In this business, there's not much job security in professional sports, but we're just glad that when we've had a chance to take a run for it, that we've come through in some of the big games, and just like L.A., and then you end up in the finals.
I got to tell you, people in New York are saying that the Rangers are a team of destiny, but a lot of those people haven't closely been watching what the Kings have been doing through the Stanley Cup playoffs. Three, actually, seven-game series, and being behind and then turning it around. Isn't it true that the Kings are the team of destiny, not the Rangers?
Well, I think what the whole team of destiny talk started, we were behind 3-1 to Pittsburgh. Montreal was behind Boston. And when our team landed in Pittsburgh for Game 5, Martin St. Louis, one of our top players, got word that his 63-year-old mother had died suddenly of a heart attack in Montreal.
Right.
He went back there, then came back, helped us win Game 5, scored the first goal on Mother's Day, the next game.
Yeah.
And Marty's from Montreal. Our team comes from a 3-1 deficit to beat Pittsburgh. Montreal comes from the deficit to beat Boston. And the two of us end up playing together in Montreal, and the whole team, the whole Ranger team, is able to go to Mrs. St. Louis' funeral service.
Yeah.
So that's the type of destiny story that's sort of off the rails as far as regular hockey goes. So
right. That really brings a team together, I think, Tommy, when you go to Marty's mother's funeral as a team and support each other. I think that really helps out on the ice, even if you don't have the skills that perhaps the Kings have.
Well, yeah, I think the big thing with the Kings is that they have, I think, 16 players who won the Stanley Cup playing regularly with them again. And they asked Daryl Sutter earlier in the playoffs, does this help you learn how to win? He said it also helps you learn how to lose. And people forget the L.A. Kings have had a marvelous playoff run, just like we have. But the Los Angeles Kings have been beaten 9 times in these playoffs. Twice they've had 3-game losing streaks. It's not like they're going through teams and blowing them out of the water. They need a veteran presence there to realize that if you lose, you got to have a short memory and get back on the horse, so to speak.
That's a good point, because we remember in 2012, the Kings had a much easier time as they flew through the playoffs getting into the Stanley Cup, and that just hasn't been the case this year. So let's ask you, Tommy, I just want to know, what is your prediction? What are you saying? Who's going to win and in how many games?
My prediction is that it will be great hockey for the fans. I think you'd be foolish to say anything beyond that because, let's be honest, both L.A. and us are proud to be in the finals. We both deserve to be there, but things could easily have tipped the other way in these earlier rounds.
Well, I want to make a bet with you, Tommy. If the Kings win, and I'm saying they're going to win in 6 games, if they win, I want to send you an L.A. Kings hat that you have to wear around your office with the Rangers. And if the Rangers win, then you send me a Rangers hat, and I'll wear it here in the studio.
I'll wear the L.A. Kings hat when I'm working out, put it that way. We'll do it that way.
Okay.
The point I was going to make, though, you referred to the playoffs 2 years ago, and L.A. made a remarkable run. Here's how much the parity in the league has worked. The L.A. Kings right now, in my opinion, definitely have a better team than they had 2 years ago. But it's been a much tougher run to get to the finals. There's so many teams right now with depth, they're well coached, and they come prepared to play, and it's difficult.
Well, we're running up against the clock here, Tommy, but I want to say that you are on Gervie's Law, Tommy Thompson, a lawyer, former lawyer, so it is a good fit, not just talking about the Rangers and the Kings. And, of course, we have to congratulate you because right now you're getting ready for the big induction ceremony for the Manitoba Baseball Hall of Fame, which you are an honored inductee with, of course, the mayor of Winnipeg, Sam Cates, who was a Winnipeg Gold Eyes owner, and for all of the work that you've done in baseball for the Manitoba Association, we offer you congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. It's a real honor to be inducted here today.
I hope you have a great speech, and I'd love to hear it, but I have to do the rest of the radio show. So good luck to you, and I won't say the same to the Rangers because we've got a lot of Kings fans listening, and we'll see how it all turns out. Thanks for joining us, Tommy.
Excellent, Al. Take care. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to Gervie's Law, and we're asking you to call in. We're going to take your calls right after the message. 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. We will be right back.
Get connected. Get entertained.
Woo-hoo! That's what I'm talking about.
Get live and local. KABC.
What are you thinking?
Now you can take KABC with you wherever you go by downloading the free KABC mobile app. Stream your favorite KABC shows right on your tablet or smartphone. Download podcasts and get breaking news right in the palm of your hand. Stay live and local no matter where you go with a KABC mobile app. Download it free on the App Store today.
Once a year, and only once a year, Peterson Dean slashes prices on 100 solar power systems. Complete, installed systems at $500 off the web prices. Zero down, $500 off, and you get a 30% federal tax credit on the best American-made solar power system you can buy. Need a roof too? Peterson Dean has a Solarthon deal for that. Get a Landmark Comp Shingle Roof and brand new Power Saver 3000 for just $199 a month. Zero down and $199 a month for a new roof and solar. The Peterson Dean Solarthon. One crazy weekend of savings. 800-564-0362. That's 800-564-0362. Pre-sale reservations start now. 100 systems only at these blowout prices. 800-564-0362 or petersondean.com. Don't miss your chance to get this year's best deal on solar. Call now. 800-564-0362. California CSLB 468-117.
Need a lawyer? Want a referral from a friend? Use KABC.com and click KABC's featured lawyers to find SoCal's most qualified specialists. Use a trusted resource to find the lawyer that you need. KABC.com and click the KABC's featured lawyers network today.
You've heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gerby's Law? Anything that can go wrong can be made right. Now, here are your hosts, Carrie Kasem and Alan Gerby.
And we are back right here at Gervie's Law on Talk Radio 790 KABC. And, of course, I'm flying solo today as Carrie is in Washington State with her father. We're going to talk about workers' compensation now. It has become such a controversial area, and we're going to tell you a little bit about what's really going on in the world of workers' compensation as we move forward post SB 863, which is a law that was passed by the present legislature in August of 2012. Many of you may have seen on the news the story of the dancing hamster. What is the dancing hamster? Well, apparently it's this guy named Barnes, Leroy Barnes, who played a dancing hamster in the Kia car commercials. Yet he was receiving temporary disability benefits from a job injury. These are the cases that we always see in the media. We hear about fraud by people like the dancing hamster, who apparently thought that he could have a mask on and no one would know who he was, so he could work even though he was receiving benefits through the workers' compensation system. That's what's sexy for the media. But the truth of the matter is that workers' compensation was changed dramatically in the 90s, where they got rid of a lot of the means and ways to file fraudulent claims. What has occurred over a period of time has been simply the fact that the laws have changed, and now people who are injured on the job have a very, very difficult time obtaining medical treatment. They have what's called utilization review, where a doctor provides, a treating doctor provides a treatment request which goes through utilization review, which is controlled by the insurance companies. And if that's denied, the appeal process is through what's called independent medical review. Independent medical review is essentially a mystery doctor, a doctor who we don't know who he or she is, that makes a determination whether the patient should have the treatment or not. The statistics show that since IMR has been implemented, over 80% of the treatment requests have been denied. That's unheard of, 80% of treatment requests. So we're talking about legitimately injured people, which is the great majority, probably 98% of the filed workers' compensation claims, who are not getting their treatment, and their conditions are worsening, and they're finding themselves out of work, out of a house sometimes, on the streets, not being able to care for their families. So why should the general public care about this? I'm going to tell you why they should care about it. The fact of the matter is that the burden is now shifting to the public to pay for people who are injured on the job. Because if the insurance companies who are making billions of dollars, millions actually, are not responsible through the UR and IMR process, guess who is paying for treatment and for taking care of these people? The public is. Yes, it's Medicare, Medi-Cal, Obamacare, and of course other private insurance companies if someone has insurance. But the public is paying for all the injured workers for their treatment and for compensation through Social Security and the EDD, Employment Development Department, State Disability, while the insurance companies are laughing to the bank. Why are we all trying to protect the insurance companies? Because there's a dancing hamster out there. What about everyone else who are suffering and legitimately require treatment, and they're being systematically denied because of what the government did, and because the government couldn't give a darn about the public having to pay for these people's injuries? We're going to take your calls at 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-KABC. And I want to hear your experiences with the workers' compensation system. We have Lori on the line from Palmdale. Hi, Lori, and welcome to Gervie's Law.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm not doing too bad. How are you?
Well, I can't complain, but I did think it was a good idea to call in to express my feelings regarding the workers' comp system. At this time, I've been on workers' comp since April 15, 2011, and going back and forth with the insurance company as far as getting treatment. I got MRIs, and they noted that I had a fracture in my left foot, so they said it was going to heal itself, and come to find out, a year later, I had 4 dead bones that needed to be removed, and I had several surgeries. So now the problem that I'm having is that they're saying that I am permanent and stationary after now my knee is giving out and my foot is giving out, so they stopped my TTD benefits saying that I'm permanent and stationary, and then they said that, well, I will receive permanent stationary compensation.
Lori, I don't understand this. So are you able to work with your condition?
No, I'm not able to work with my condition.
So you can't work, but I assume it's the doctors and the insurance company are saying that even though you can't work, you need treatment, but they're starving you out and forcing you out on the street and without treatment, and
that's
you would gladly go back to work if you could?
That's correct. And I wanted to just say this because right now I'm sitting in front of a storage facility and I have a 10-year-old son that's never experienced this, but we have no family out here in California, so now we're going to be living from here to there. I have to be out my home on the 30th of this month.
That is just horrible. And we all know that the public will have to support you if you cannot maintain your home with your 10-year-old son. And, Lori, let me ask you something. Were you working before? Were you actually providing services to people before you were injured on the job?
That's correct.
And now they're throwing you out basically to the wolves, and the system has not allowed you to get the treatment you require?
That's correct.
Have you had any denials through what I'm talking about, the utilization review or independent medical review process?
I had several denials. They deny any and everything. Even though they know that you really need this, they deny everything.
And that's against your doctor's request, your treatment doctor's request?
That's correct. My doctor is stating that I need several different certain things like home care. I need a walker. I needed a bath chair. They denied everything, and then they turned around and said, no, she's able to go back to work, but the doctor is saying she's not able to go back to work because she has so many conditions, and then you get stressed out, and it takes you to a whole nother level. So you're not completely 100% better, but like the insurance company stated, their job is to hurry up and get you back to work.
Lori, let me ask you something, because this is really curious to me, and I, of course, deal with it every day, so I know about this, but I want everyone to hear what your experience has been. When we talk about the fact that you can't work and that treatment is denied, have these doctors who have denied the treatment through utilization review or independent medical review ever examined you or met you?
No, never. No, you never see them. They never speak with you. You never get to meet them. So, like you said, you never know who these people are. These can be just people who they hire and put behind a desk and just stamp that you are.
Yet Yet the doctors who have made their quest are seeing you all the time, doing the diagnostic testing and evaluating your condition. Isn't that true?
That's true.
Well, Lori, you know, we wish you luck. We know you're in a system that's broken, and we hope that when people hear this, they will understand what is going on and hopefully change the laws so that they can help people like you out. Thanks for calling, Lori. If you want to call, call us at 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. I'm Alan Gervey, and you are listening to Gervey's Law.
Criminal charges in the pre-dawn crash on I-95 in New Jersey that put funny man Tracy Morgan on a hospital critical list. Prosecutors have charged Georgia trucker Kevin Roper with 5 counts, including death by auto. Investigators think he dozed off before the big rig slammed into Morgan's chauffeured limousine bus, killing one of Morgan's riders and injuring Morgan and 4 others. Friend Daryl Davis among those rooting for Morgan's recovery.
Everybody, rich, poor, black, white, he had the biggest loving heart you would ever see in a person, and he's like my brother.
Top U.S. diplomats set for 2 days of face-to-face talks in Iran starting Monday. A deadline is approaching for Tehran and world powers to turn last November's interim nuclear agreement into a comprehensive deal. In less than 90 minutes, California Chrome will run in the Belmont Stakes, attempting to become the first horse to win the Triple Crown of horse racing since affirmed in 1978. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
My name is Bernard, and I was diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2011. Keg Medicine of USC was the first place I went.
When we met Bernard, our nationally ranked team talked with him about his options. We presented world-leading research that helped Bernard and his wife feel they were in the right place.
We didn't even get a second opinion. We knew we wanted to have the surgery here.
Using a novel image-guided intraoperative ultrasound navigation technique during robotic surgery, we completely removed Bernard's cancer while saving sensitive nerve tissue. Within weeks, Bernard was back to living life, cancer-free.
My results were amazing. I couldn't have asked for a better team.
At the USC Institute of Urology, we're not just practicing medicine, we're redefining it. To learn more about Bernard's story, visit keckmedicine.org/beyond. For appointments, call 800-USC-CARE. Keck Medicine of USC. Beyond exceptional medicine.
Midday LA with Jillian and John.
One of the things about election seasons that people just hate are the ads. But every once in a while, you'll get a good one. You'll get a gem.
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm. So when I get to Washington, I'll know how to cut pork.
I love this squeal, too. Is she standing there with a blade?
It's funny, growing up in Canada, I don't think that there were mudslinging ads.
Yeah, but then you end up with Rob Ford. You end up with drug addict running people over in the middle of the hearing.
Hey, he's running the city fine while he's running people over. You guys think that Canadians are all polite and boring. We've got a crackhead mayor. We've got a dominatrix running against him. Right? What does it say?
Midday LA with Jillian Burberry and John Phillips. And High Noon on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
KABC. Traffic first on the boards. News around the clock 24/7. Only here.
Radio 790.
Welcome back to Gervey's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
And we are back. I am Alan Gervey, and this is Gervey's Law and Talk Radio 790 KABC. And I was just listening during the break when Jillian Barbary was talking about Midday LA, Midday LA and was talking about Canadians not being so boring. She's living proof that Canadians are not boring. She was talking about the crackheads like Rob Ford, mayor of Toronto. And who knows, he may get elected again. Well, I'm one of those crazy Canucks, and again, I'm not as boring as, at least my wife says I'm not that boring. So I guess I fall in the category that Jillian Barbary is talking about, the host of Midday LA. We're talking about workers' compensation right here on Gervie's Law, and we're talking to people who have had bad experiences, or perhaps someone has some good experiences. I haven't heard of that yet. Our number is 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. We have a lot of people waiting to get on the air. I just want to let you know that when I talked about the dancing hamster, of course, that's Leroy Barnes, the guy who's dancing in the Kia commercials, Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones was quoted as saying, fraudulently collecting disability benefits is not only illegal, it disrespects legitimately injured Californians who are unable to work. It disrespects legitimately injured Californians who are unable to work. I want to take that a step further. It also disrespects the public who have to pay for injured workers who cannot get the assistance that they require from the system. The system has let us down, and the legislators who are apparently trading money and issues for throwing injured workers under the bus are not understanding that these injured workers are not magically getting better, and the burden is being shifted to the public to pay for what insurance companies collect premiums for. The workers' compensation insurance companies collect premiums to pay for injured workers' treatment, and they are not giving it because the law allows them to just put the treatment request through IMR, Independent Medical Review, and there is no due process with Independent Medical Review. What happens is once that mystery doctor who doesn't have to sign the form that's denying the treatment provides the opinion, it's final, and there are virtually no ways to appeal it through our judicial system. If that's constitutional, I don't get it. We have Robert in North Hollywood. Welcome to Gervie's Law, Robert.
How are you doing?
I am doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
What's up?
I just wanted to call. I was listening to the topic on workers' comp, and it's unfortunate that Mrs. had a bad problem, is having a bad problem with her workers' comp, but I never had a problem with my workers' comp, and I was on it for 6 months, and when I was there, I almost felt like the doctor just wanted to keep me on it longer.
Really?
And yeah, and even though, you know, I would say, yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better, he would say, are you sure? Are you sure you can, you know, you can go back? And I would say, yeah, most definitely, because I have a family that I have to support.
Right.
And, you know, I wasn't 100%. I would say I was probably 95%, but I needed to get back to work to support my family. And, but I almost felt like he always wanted to just keep me on there even longer. And I was talking to the doctor that was treating me.
Can you tell me what kind of doctor it was who was treating you? Was he treating you on a lean basis, or was it through a industrial clinic, or was it through a Kaiser health organization type?
It was like a small clinic, and that was because it was local to my area, and it was actually in the city where I actually got injured.
Okay, so the doctor wasn't affiliated with the insurance company or the employer, as far as you know?
No, so as far as I know.
So
no.
The doctor was trying to perhaps make money off of you rather
exactly.
than thinking of what your best interests were, which was
exactly.
getting back to work.
Well, I mean, I didn't need to, I wasn't 100%, but I was certainly good enough to go back to work to even do some kind of task, and at least maybe a note saying, hey, you can go back to work, but not, you know, 100% yet.
Robert,
but the reason why,
do you know if your case was accepted or denied?
No, my case was accepted. I mean, I was totally fine. I mean, my employer was okay. He was on the job when I actually got hurt, so, you know, any care that I needed, he was there for me, and he said, you know, no problem. I have my workers' comp. You're 100% good.
Right, and so you've returned to work.
Right.
And you're having no problems? You're able to do your job without a problem?
Nope, it's been about, well, I would say about about 5 years after that. I'm good.
All right, so this occurred about 5 years ago?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not under the current law, which is SB 863, which was passed in August of 2012, correct?
In 2012, and we're... no, it wasn't.
It was before. And you're a success story, Robert, and I'm happy to say that if people can get back to work and can get treated properly, then it makes more sense to go to work because, like you say, you need to provide for your family and you can't be off of work where the benefits are not as substantial as they would be if you were working.
Well, I do feel that there is something wrong with the workers' comp. I mean, they help me out 100%, but I do believe that they need to have some type of investigation because there is fraud out there of people that are working, that are not working and collecting workers' comp, just like us, you know, the mouse. But
The hamster. Don't confuse mice with hamsters.
I'm sorry.
Okay, but, Robert, let me ask you something. Do you have any information or any evidence of people you know who are collecting workers' compensation benefits but are working or are double-dipping, as they say?
Well, I don't know names specifically, but when I was at the job site, I did see various people would get hurt, and they would be at work the next day. They wouldn't be performing, but they would be showing interest that they did want to get back to work, and they were just maybe handing a tool here and there because I work in construction.
Yeah.
But the main reason why I was really calling was because I am in the process of starting a business, and the workers' comp rates are to the roof.
It's crazy, isn't it?
And for people to be going through this, and then
let me ask you something.
Fraud going on.
Let me just ask you something about this. Now, how many people do you know that have been injured on the job and that have not been faking?
I've seen three people on the job that have not been faking.
Okay, so three.
They were hurt, but they wanted to be at the job so they can get back to work. Pretty much trying to show their employer that they were physically capable of going back to work and making their employers feel a little bit comfortable to rehire them when they come back.
Robert, let me tell you something. I was in the hospital this week visiting a client of mine who had fallen from scaffolding about 20 feet, and he has no use of his legs. Also, I was at my client's apartment who was a gymnast and fell on his neck and is now a quadriplegic. He has no use of his arms or his legs. His treatment has been denied for home care and for assistance and medications, and there's others who have been in the same boat. Have you ever experienced people who have actually had these kind of catastrophic injuries or serious injuries who actually went back to work?
No, I have not. Myself, I shot myself with a 16-gauge penny nail into my ankle, and it missed my Achilles just by, like,
oh, it's good that it missed the Achilles, because that would have been an Achilles heel for you. The problem that I think you need to consider is differentiating between injured workers who require treatment and benefits and those who can go back to work without a problem. We always encourage everyone to get back to work, but believe it or not, there are a lot of people who are injured on the job who just can't return to the job because of their injuries. Robert, you had a good experience with workers' comp, and about 5 years ago, I hope more people have had such an experience. I want to thank you for calling Gervie's Law, and best of luck to you. That was Robert, and he had a good experience with workers' comp. If anyone has not had a good experience with utilization review, independent medical review, or any of the other laws that are in place now, please let us know at 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. And if you're an employer who is really, really upset about the workers' compensation laws and the fact that you're paying such high premiums, I want to hear from you as well. We're going to take a quick break now, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Gervie's Law, and I'm Alan Gervie on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Who says there's no such thing as a free lunch?
Nom, 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 nom.
Midday LA's Jillian Barbary and John Phillips have teamed up with DeMore's Famous Pizza, the hottest and freshest pizza you'll ever eat. For the 79 days of summer pizza, just log on to KABC.com, keyword
pizza,
and enter for your chance to win a pizza party for your office, school, or social gathering. Then tune into Midday LA on Thursdays to see if you're the lucky winner. And DeMore's Pizza will deliver up to 10 freshly made pizzas the very next day. The 79 days of summer pizza from DeMore's Famous Pizza and Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard the commercial for Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Lumber Liquidators has great news. Three major flooring manufacturers liquidated their excess hardwood, so now you get the deals with their major brand hardwood buyout sale. Get pre-finished hardwood flooring like beautiful three-quarter and solid Brazilian cherry for just $279 a square foot. Hand-scraped bamboo for $179, even gunstock oak at a ridiculous $169. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store nearest you. Get special 15-month financing plus more incredible deals at your local store. But hurry, these amazing deals are only available Thursday through Monday.
You're listening to Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
We are back. I am Alan Gervie with the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn. That's www.rgwlawfirm.com, www.rgwlawfirm.com. If you were injured on the job and you want to speak with professionals, just call our firm and we'd be happy to help you out. I'm sitting here right now watching two TV screens. I wish I had this at home. I've got the Kings pregame show on one screen, and then we've got the pre-race show for the Belmont Stakes on the other. We got exciting stuff coming up, but you can listen to me till 3 today because all of that fun stuff doesn't start till I'm off the air. So you can watch the Kings at 4 and the Belmont probably around 3:52 our time. So we're talking about workers' compensation, and the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn is actually a featured lawyer for KABC. If you go to the KABC website, not only will you find all the podcasts for Gervie's Law, but you will also find the featured lawyers. If you need a lawyer and you're just not sure where to turn, go to KABC.com and click KBC's featured lawyers to find Southern California's best and brightest attorneys, and I'm apparently one of them. Use the trusted resource to find the lawyer that you need, whatever your needs are in the legal arena. KBC, I'm thinking arena, I'm thinking Staples Center. KBC.com and click the KBC featured lawyers network today. We have a bunch of calls waiting to try and get on the air to tell us their experiences on workers' compensation. We have Robert in Santa Clarita, another Robert. Welcome to Gervie's Law.
Hello.
Hi. What's going on?
Well, ever since I had a brain injury where they had to remove a blood clot, and I took a fall off of my work truck.
Wow.
And, the whole process was delayed. I went to a hospital, and I didn't get a CAT scan in the beginning, which was one of the problems. And I continued working, taking aspirins, and in the meantime, the blood clot was getting bigger and bigger in my brain, and it got to the point where I couldn't deal with it anymore. I finally went back to the hospital. I won't mention any names.
No, don't do that.
And they finally, the doctor that I had was reluctant to give me a CAT scan, and I literally had to straighten her out about that, and she ordered the CAT scan and had to get approval for it. The day of my CAT scan was at 7 a.m., and 9 a.m. they gave me the results, and I'd say about noontime, they've already went into my head, removed blood clot.
How do they remove the blood clot in your head?
They cut a 3-inch diameter, about a 3-inch diameter bone on your skull, and they remove, because the brain's so swollen by then, they remove the flap, they call it a flap, actually it's the bone, and they leave the bone out.
Robert, they literally took a piece of your skull out?
Yes.
Where did the skull go?
Supposedly it went into a bank.
A bank?
In the hospital. They call it a bank. They store it.
Wait a second. Let me get this straight. You were walking around without a piece of your skull because the skull was in a bank in a hospital?
Right. They couldn't put the bone back in because my brain had swelled up from the blood clot. And so for 7 months, I didn't have the bone in my skull. I had to wear a helmet in order to protect me from bumping into something that, because it was nothing but the skin of your forehead that's protecting your brain.
Right. And this was all, Robert, this was all because you had fallen off your truck onto your head. Is that right?
That's correct. I just fell, and I believe that they said the doctor said that I had 2 seizures going into surgery, and they counted multiple strokes. And what I mean by multiple strokes, they refer them to mini strokes.
Yeah,
and they counted about 11 mini strokes.
Wow.
That I had during that month and a half. And so
how are you doing now, Robert? You have a brain injury, and how is your balance?
My balance it's improved, and but there's other things that are happening in my brain. I just recently had a test done by a neurologist, and they found that in the test that there's some popping inside my head. They don't understand what it is, but they were able to determine there was some type of popping inside my brain.
And
so,
Robert, how has workers' compensation dealt with this injury? Because I'm sure you're obviously not working. You need medical treatment. You need help to help you with things. What's been the experience?
It seems like a very slow process. The transportation, I have a lot of problems with the transportation end of it, because right now, my wife has to take off a full day in order to get me a transportation to anywhere, and we end up losing money right there.
So your wife is being forced to not work at her job to drive you around because the workers' compensation hasn't authorized treatment to get you to your medical appointments. Is that right?
Not all the transportation, no. Some
Wow.
of it, yes. And other parts of the transportation, they don't authorize it, and it's like pulling teeth.
Well, Robert, you're not alone. You're not alone. There are a lot of people who have been seriously injured like you have who are not getting what they need to help them get better. And I want you to hang in there. I want you to believe that things will improve, even though you are working up against a broken system, because you really don't deserve to have all of these things happening to you when you were working hard, trying to make a living, and this has resulted causing you to have all of these problems with the workers' compensation system. We have to move on, Robert, but I want you to tell me that you're going to hang in there and you're going to do your best to get better and to be happier about things that occur in the future, so that you can have some hope and belief that this isn't going to be what it's like forever.
Yeah, that's the only way to look at it, you know, because it can overwhelm you.
I know.
You know, just overwhelm you completely and...
We're with you, brother. You hang in there. Thanks for calling Gervie's Law. I'm going to go to Zach now in Van Nuys. Zach, welcome to Gervie's Law. You're speaking with Alan Gervie.
How are you, sir?
I'm not doing too bad.
I was listening to your program, and I thought I'll put in my two cents, as they say.
I've been
in business for 38 years. I started a small company when I was 17 years old. My workers' comp used to cost about $1,500, $1,700 per year. About 7-8 years ago, it was up to $80,000 per year. Now, all of this is because of the fraud that goes on in the system. Now,
Wait a second. Zach, let me ask you something. All of this, tell me what you mean, all of this. The rise in... your premiums to $80,000 per year is because of the fraud. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, what are your sources? Tell me what your sources are.
I will tell you my sources.
Okay, go ahead.
My sources are my company. I had six
your company. How many people in your company?
19.
So how many people in the state of California?
Oh, thousands.
No, millions.
Millions. Yeah.
In the state of California, there's millions. So let's use this basis on 19 people. Go ahead.
Okay. I had six claims against me. One of them was legitimate. One of my employees was on a ladder, a car in a church parking lot, backed into his ladder, and he fell, hit his head against the ground. And then, that's why I had workers' comp, for accidents like that. Not somebody like one of my secretaries who wanted to go home and have her third baby and didn't want to work and file the fraudulent workers' comp. And those days, 10, 15 years ago, the workers' comp system basically would tell them, how much money would you like to go away? We'll just raise the premiums on the business owners. And they did that. And I'm talking to you firsthand. My brother-in-law, who set up a fraudulent workers' comp fraud system in Orange County, has 49 felony charges against them.
That's your brother-in-law? He's part of your family?
That's my brother. That's my brother-in-law.
Wow.
And I hope the God judge throws the book at him.
Okay.
Because these
we're running out of time. Zach, make your point.
My point is the workers' comp system is so broken, and yes, it is there for people like your previous caller who are legitimately hurt. Not people who get angry at their employers because of the employer's attitude or whatever, and they file a workers' comp, and then they get paid on it. That's my point.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. And for you employers out there, you know, hopefully that's not happening. We have to look at the complete sampling of the whole state and how many injured workers there are versus one person's example of a secretary who is having a baby and goes out on workers' comp. Hopefully that's not the cases that we're dealing with, who are people who, with respect to people who are genuinely injured. If you have been injured, legitimately injured, and not just going out for a baby, please call my office at 818-981-9960. That's 818-981-9960, and we will help you out. Again, if you're legitimately injured, and there are a lot of you out there who are, you really need representation in this environment of a broken system of workers' compensation. I want to wish Casey Kasem all the best. Our prayers are with you, Carrie, and for Casey, your father. Appreciate everyone listening today. We'll have an update on Carrie's situation coming up, and I want to make sure you listen next week, because we're going to have Sal Palizzi, who's in the witness or was in the witness protection program. You will not want to miss it. Thanks for listening to GERV.